This is a recorded educational aid to learning tape reproduced by the American Printing House for the Blind through the cooperation of the University of Minnesota. For further information regarding this program, please address the American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville 6, Kentucky.
Fun with speech. The South Dakota School of the Air, in cooperation with the Department of Public Health and the University School of Education, presents by tape recording Fun with Speech.
Hello, girls and boys. This is Alice, the speech lady. Today I'm going to tell you about the tired old man. Have you ever been all tired out from running very fast? Have you ever listened to the sounds you make when you're tired? The tired old man makes the same sounds. See whether you can guess the answer to this riddle at the end of the program. Here is the riddle. Some boys and girls have names that begin with a tired old man sound. How many can you guess? In fun with speech, it is always necessary to get ready to listen, to think better, and to do better. We get ready by resting, by relaxing. Let's get ready by doing just what I tell you to do. I'm sleepy, very sleepy. I want to stretch and yawn. I'll close my eyes and just pretend that daylight time has gone. I'll breathe so softly, be so still, a little mouse might creep across the floor because he thought that I was fast asleep. I'll listen for a bell to ring, or maybe for a bird to sing. And then I'll be so very still, I'll drop my head far down. I'll cross my legs and make believe that I'm a sleepy clown. Are you a sleepy clown? Well, our speech helpers have exercises to do to help them work better. So let's use our ears and do just what you hear. All the boys stand up. Sit down. All the girls stand up. Sit down. Raise your hand. Shake your hand. Put your hands in your lap. Shake one foot. Shake the other foot. Put both feet flat on the floor. Open your mouth. Close your mouth. Stand up. Jump. Now sit down. Some of you have very good ears and listen very well. Have you ever seen the wigwag signal at the railroad crossing? When the train is coming, it goes back and forth, back and forth. Let us see if your tongue can be a wigwag signal. Move it out to the right and then to the left. Here comes the train. The wigwag signal goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now the train is gone. Let's do that again. Here comes another train. The wigwag signal goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now the train is gone. Now make believe your tongue is a telephone pole. Open your mouth wide and touch your tongue to the little shelf behind your upper front teeth. Hold it straight as can be while I count to five. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Close your mouth. Some of your telephone poles weren't very straight. Let's try it again. Open. Up. One, two, three, four, five. Close. That was better. Now listen for some of the funny old man sounds. Ooh, I wish I had an ice cream cone. Eee, Mother says I may have one. Ah, how good it looks. Aw, I dropped it. Did you hear some of the funny old man sounds there? Let's say that together, and let's make our mouths go just like we made them go when we said the funny old man. Oh, I wish I had an ice cream cone. Eee, Mother says I may have one. Ah, how good it looks. Aw, I dropped it. And now you're ready for the story of the tired old man. Once upon a time, there was an old man who lived in a little red house on top of a steep hill. He had a little black dog to keep him company. He called his little dog Smokey. At the bottom of the hill was a town. There were many stores in this town. Stores that sold food, stores that sold clothes, stores that sold shoes. This is where this old man went to buy everything he needed. Every Saturday morning, he called Smokey and started off down the steep hill to buy the things he needed. Going down the hill was easy, for it was a steep hill, and the old man had nothing to carry. Besides, the old man used a cane to make walking easier. When this old man had finished buying what he needed, he put his supplies into a large bag and called to Smokey and started to climb the hill to his little red house. He climbed higher and higher. He became tireder and tireder. He said, "Huh, huh, huh." Then he sat down and rested. Smokey lay down beside him. Then he arose and continued to climb, higher and higher, and he became tireder and tireder. He said, "Huh, huh, huh." Then he sat down and rested. Smokey lay down to rest also. When he rested, he continued to climb. At last his little red house came into sight. When he came to the steps of the house, he sat down to rest. He said, Smokey came running up to the house. Smokey was tired too, and Smokey said, Well, that's the end of the story. And now I have something for you to do. Put your hand out in front of your mouth. Open your mouth. Blow the air out from your mouth. Did you feel the air? Was the sound the same as the tired old man made? Listen for the tired old man sound. And when you hear it, raise your hand high. Ah. Ah. E, O, E, Tell me what word has a tired old man sound in it. Cow, horse, dog. Yes, horse did. Hand, foot, arm. Of course, hand did. Barn, church, house. That's right, house did. Eyes, hair, nose. Hair did. Sometimes the tired old man laughed very hard. When he laughed, he would say, Ha, 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 ho, 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 he, he, he. Put your hands on your sides and laugh like he did. Ha, 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 ho, 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 he, he, he. Now I would like you to listen for the tired old man sound in this poem. A hunter went a-hunting, a-hunting for a hare. But where he hoped the hare would be, he found a hairy bear. I'm hungry, Bruno hinted. I get hungry now and then. So the hunter turned head over heels and hurried home again. What were some of the words you heard that had the tired old man sound in them? Yes, it was in hunter. Let's say that word together so that we can feel the sound. Put your hand in front of your mouth. Hunter. Yes, it was also in hunting. Let's say that word together so we can feel the sound. Hunting. It was in hair. Let's say it. Hair. It was in hoped. Let's say that one. Hoped. It was in hairy and hungry. Let's say those two words together. Hairy and hungry. It was in hinted. Let's say that word. Hinted. It was in head and heels. Let's say those words. Head, heels. It was in hurried and home. Let's say those words. Hurried, home. This time, will you say the entire poem with me? I'll say a line for you to listen to, and then you say it. See whether you can feel the tired old man sound coming out. A hunter went a-hunting. A hunting for a hare. But where he hoped the hare would be, he found a hairy bear. I'm hungry, Bruno hinted. I get hungry now and then. So the hunter turned head over heels and hurried home again. That was good. Have you remembered our riddle? The tired old man sound is Some boys and girls have names that begin with this sound. What are they? If your name is one of the names guessed, you may stand up. Helen, Henry, Herbert, Harriet, Harry, Hugh. Now those of you who are standing up may sit down. Perhaps you can think of more names beginning with the tired old man sound after I leave today. And now, girls and boys, I wonder if you asked your teacher to write for her copy of the Fun with Speech manual. All she needs to do is send a postcard or letter to Fun with Speech, KUSD, Vermilion, South Dakota. Your teacher will find lots of ideas and suggestions of how she can help you become better speakers. If you spend some time each day working on Fun with Speech, you will be ready for me to visit you next week and tell you about the motorboat. Your teacher should cut colored strips of paper, one for each of you, about 3 inches long and 1 inch wide, to be used next week when we meet again. Until then, this is Alice saying goodbye, girls and boys.
By tape recording, you've been listening to Fun with Speech, a South Dakota School of the Air program presented in cooperation with the Department of Health and the University School of Education. This series is written by Ethel Bridgeford Grote. We'll be right back.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.